So Herman Cain steps into the GOP limelight this morning, the conservative businessman surging with two milestones now. He won that Florida straw poll by surprise on September 24th, but then he carried that win forward by gaining in the polls as Rick Perry of Texas faltered. And now New Jersey Governor Chris Christie took himself out of the running. He announced that yesterday. But Herman Cain says his surge is no accident.
Herman Cain, moi, got twice as many votes as the next contender, Rick Perry. This is what you call momentum. The Herman Cain train is picking up steam.
Is it still picking up steam? He actually was on a train when he made that video a couple of weeks back. Does Cain sustain another week? Another front runner among the GOP hopefuls. Joining us now is Ron Christie, former special assistant to President George W. Bush and fellow at Harvard University's Institute of Politics, also no relation to the New Jersey governor and Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Ron and Todd, good morning. It's great to talk to you.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Ron, I guess Chris Christie took your advice and got out of the race. He said, run or get out of here, and he decided to go away.
Well, I think Governor Christie realized, frankly, that the amount of money that would be necessary for him to mount a credible bid, the amount of organization, staff, network, frankly, he wasn't up for the task. And I can't say that I blame him. I think he made the right decision for his constituents. I think he made the right decision for himself personally. And I think he made the right decision politically for any future aspirations he might have. So I'm glad, even though I'm sure he wasn't listening to the Ron Christie, that he took the Christie advice and stayed out of the race.
I'm totally speculating, but I think it was all about health. Who knows what the real reason is. Ron Christie, is Herman Cain, now the front runner in the GOP field?
I don't think he's the front runner. I think the absence of Governor Christie in this race certainly paves the way for Governor Romney to consolidate fundraising efforts in New Jersey, New York State, and, of course, the New England area. The question remains now, can Cain sustain his win in the Florida straw poll, and can he continue to get people to pay attention to his message, his 999 plan that he's out there promoting? And frankly, is he viable outside of the southern part of the United States?
Right. That's Ron Christie, former special assistant to President George W. Bush. And Ken Langone, one of the big money folks in the GOP, has put his weight after endorsing Christie, actually encouraging Christie to run, has put his weight behind Mitt Romney. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, what do you think this does to the field? Does the money now go to Mitt Romney?
It's Mitt Romney's to lose, John. Ken Langone, the CEO of Home Depot, was a big backer of Christie, as you said, and announced as soon as Christie said he was out that he was getting behind Romney. That was good. That was good news for Romney. But there is still a strain of anybody but Romney in the Republican field, and you see it in the numbers. And the Chris Christie exit from the race, or non-entrance to the race, still makes it a little bit muddled. The Washington Post ABC poll yesterday shows Romney with 25%, pretty steady. Now, we've already heard that Rick Perry's dropping like a rock, lost half of his support, down to 16%. None of it has gone to Romney. It's all gone to Herman Cain. Yes, Herman Cain is surging, but he's still way behind Romney. People clucking around Washington as they do that, they're starting to like Herman Cain for vice president, potentially. You never know how these things are going to turn out so many months ahead, even the Iowa caucuses. But it's still a little bit muddled who it helps. It probably helps Romney. Certainly the money end of things help Romney. But the Perry metric and Perry dropping hasn't helped Romney at all. So in terms of actual voters coming to help Mitt Romney in early states in Iowa and New Hampshire, hard to imagine how it even affects him that much.
As Todd Zwillick, also with us is Ron Christie, former special assistant to George W. Bush, fellow at Harvard University's Institute of Politics. And Ron, I got to ask you, there are already people saying who's next, who's going to be the next person that gets asked to enter the GOP race. And are we seeing kind of a splintering of the Republican Party here, an idea that perhaps no one is going to be able to really unify the voters?
Well, good morning, Celeste. I think at this point the field is pretty much settled. I would be very surprised if you found a viable and a strong candidate to enter the race at this point. Speculation now turns to what will Sarah Palin do, what will she not do. I think the former governor of Alaska is being rather coy about her intentions and will ultimately stay out. But no, I don't see this as a splintering of the field. I think one thing that unites Republicans is their desire to keep President Obama as a one-term president. And while there's some discontent about some of the candidates out there right now, the closer we get to Iowa and to New Hampshire early next year, I think that they're going to settle around a candidate. I think it's likely it's Romney, and I think a lot of the dissension will slowly fade away.
Hold on there, Ron Christie. If Florida leads, though, and Kane can maintain his momentum in Florida and win an early Florida primary, that's an interesting development. But Anna Sale from itsafreecountry.org, our good friend on this program, you can go to the website and see what she's talking about. And we spoke about it actually earlier this morning. This is kind of a perfect storm for an independent to come into the race, it seems to me. Thinking back to 1980 when Teddy Kennedy decided not to run, it really sabotaged Jimmy Carter, made him a one-termer, opened the door for Ronald Reagan. Ross Perot coming into the race in 1992, very late in the game, denied that second term to George H.W. Bush. Do you think this is a perfect storm brewing again, Ron Christie?
Oh, I don't know about that, John. I think Herman Cain, I like what he has to say. I think he has a very resonant message that is resounding with a lot of people. But in order for him to pull off an upset in Florida, of course, he'd have to do very well in Iowa, very well in New Hampshire and South Carolina. And I just think when you line up all of the obstacles against his doing so, I just don't see it. As far as an independent, I think Republicans recognize that if there's a strong Republican slash Tea Party independent, you very well could have the case that you had back that denied George H.W. Bush a second term in office, where you have an independent getting 19% of the vote. So
right.
I think Republicans are unified to remove President Obama and not so resolute to mount a third-party challenge.
That's Ron Christie. Todd Zwillick, before we go, do candidates take this seriously? Kurt Koletka on Facebook says, Chris Christie's decision not to run for president has changed my mind from supporting Barack Obama for re-election to still supporting Barack Obama for re-election. There's nobody out there, and Mitt Romney isn't getting those votes.
There are independents out there, and they will be up for grabs between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. It's too early to worry about the independents. Mitt Romney's worrying about them. He's really the only leading candidate who's really viable for independents. So Kurt Koletka, he may not be one, but they will be up for grabs. Just wait a couple of months. They'll be there.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, the dynamic duo with Ron Christie, former special assistant to President George W. Bush, fellow at Harvard University's Institute of Politics. Thanks, guys.
Always sure thing. A pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.